This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I was very privileged yesterday to moderate the 5th District Congressional Forum between incumbent Democrat Tom Perriello and independent Tea Party conservative candidate, independent candidate who is a member of the Tea Party. I want to get that straight now. He's not a Tea Party candidate. He is an independent party candidate, a member of the Tea Party, and a supporter of the Republican Party. Jeff Clark was also there as well. That complete audio of that event, sponsored by the Senior Statesman of Virginia, is available online at cvillepodcast.com. Again, cvillepodcast.com. You can listen to the complete audio. Compliments of producer Dan Gould, who filed a fantastic report for that, available there online. To make sense of that and similar forums and debates going on around the country here as we gear up for campaign season and the big congressional elections in November, Tuesday, November 2nd, Dave Wasserman is the House editor at the Cook Political Report, formerly with the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and he joins me on the program. Dave, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. Listen, I have got a question. We saw yesterday that Robert Hurt declined to participate in the event because Jeff Clark was there. The Tea Party conservative independent candidate was there at the forum, and Robert Hurt declined to participate, the first candidate to decline to participate in that forum since it was launched in 1996. Are we seeing something like this around the country? Or what's the role of the spoiler candidate, quote-unquote, the Tea Party candidate in races, House races around the country?
Oh, Coy, it's absolutely overblown. I think this is petty politics on the part of both Perriello and Hurt, and we're seeing it play out in races across the country because this is part of House Races 101. This is the first thing you learn as a political operative is how to negotiate debates that favor you or favor the other candidate. What we're seeing here is playing out across a variety of races. But look, there are so many independent candidates running across the country, and only a small number of them will receive more than 5% of the vote. I don't suspect that'll be the case here. I think Jeff Clark could pull a little less than 5% of the vote at this rate because he's not well-funded, and Robert Hurt really doesn't leave him much room to run his right fundamentally. This is not a situation like the one we saw play out in upstate New York last year, where a well-funded conservative up against a liberal Republican siphoned off enough of the vote to allow a Democrat to win.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report, and the phone lines are open if you've got a question for Dave at 977-1070. Dave, conventional wisdom, or I should just say some of the observations here in the 5th District, if we could continue looking at this particular race, have it that, you know, Tom Perriello, left of center, we've got Robert Hurt, a moderate Republican, and the more conservative Jeff Clark. Is that how you would characterize them based on how you see it? Because I was reading a blog just last night that said that Hurt is the true conservative, that he's not so much a moderate as folks are making him out to be.
Well, it's more stylistic than anything else. I think both of the major party candidates in the race, Tom Perriello and Robert Hurt, would like to avoid labels as much as possible. Perriello has become sort of a national folk hero in liberal circles and a media darling. I cover House races and offer plenty of objective analysis to, or at least as objective as I can be, to print journalists and broadcast journalists around the country. They all are asking far and wide for insight on Virginia's 5th District. They see this as a laboratory. And they see Perriello as someone who is bravely supporting the Obama agenda in a very hostile place. Well, I think Perriello would frame his own agenda a bit differently from that. He wants to be portrayed as his own person, the hardest working man in Congress. Robert Hurt is probably going to have a voting record in Congress if he gets there that's just as conservative as most members of his party. But the one issue he's been taken to task for is the 2004 vote for the Warner tax increase that conservatives made so much noise about during the primary. I think that's largely in the past in this campaign. Perriello will attack him for flip-flopping on the issue, and trying to have it both ways. But fundamentally, Perriello is still to Hurt's left on most fiscal issues and all social issues.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman. He is the House editor at the Cook Political Report. You can learn more online at cookpolitical.com, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Dave, what's your read on this? I mean, you have classified this officially as a toss-up race. We've seen some polls that have put Hurt out in front of Perriello by double digits.
Right. Our policy at the Cook Report is to not rate any incumbent member of Congress worse than a toss-up unless they're indicted, or it's very obvious close to the election that they're going to lose. This is clearly one of the most uphill races for a Democratic incumbent in the country, and I think Perriello is a distinct underdog in this race. Fundamentally, Robert Hurt isn't someone who can be portrayed as a scary, scary, far-right-wing conservative like Virgil Goode was. Perriello doesn't have the advantage of running against an incumbent whose campaign looks like it's in the Stone Age, like Virgil Goode's was. So this time around, there's a much better political environment for Republicans. Republicans have a better candidate in the race who comes across as more pragmatic and smiles when he campaigns. Fundamentally, I think Republicans are the favorites to pick up the district.
And, of course, Perriello doesn't have the benefit of being down ticket from President Obama, which brought out voters on the left in droves, African-American voters, youth voters, which really helped to put him in office, though barely, but did help help him win.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is hard resource allocations, decisions that are being made by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in Washington right now. They're trying to hold on to the majority, trying to protect Nancy Pelosi's Speaker's gavel here in Washington, and they're going to have to decide at the end of the day whether it's worth launching a multi-million dollar ad blitz in the 5th District or whether it's better to spend resources in more savable districts. This is really triage time for Democrats.
So we very well could see, we're talking with Dave Wasserman of the Cook Political Report, we'll go to the phones in just a moment, so we really could see then the money folks in the Democratic Party abandon Perriello just to put their money elsewhere where they think they stand a better chance.
Well, let's be clear about one thing. Perriello will be extremely well-funded because his finance operation in Charlottesville is top-notch, and he's been able to raise money from the net roots around the country and his contacts from his previous employment. He's been able to tap into a national network of support that admires him for standing firm behind health care reform, the climate bill, and Democrats' agenda in Congress in a very, very tough territory for a Democrat. So he will have the money he needs to make his case, but he may not receive the independent expenditure air cover from Democrats in Washington who are allocating their resources to launch their own offensives against Republican candidates.
Dave Wasserman is the nation's expert on the House congressional races. He's the House editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Betty is with us in Charlottesville. Betty, you're on with Dave Wasserman. You go right ahead.
Yes, thank you so much for this program, Coy, and thanks for moderating the debate yesterday. I guess my comments are just basically about debates in general, and I was sorry I couldn't attend yesterday because it was during the day, and I'm hoping there'll be some in the evening, because I think what concerns me is that the American voters have gotten so cynical about politics, and we see such low turnout in these elections. And I think any time you have a chance to see a candidate in person in a debate setting is very, very valuable. So no matter what party you represent, I think it's important for all the candidates to show up and to let people see them in person and let them hear their ideas. And I think making these personal contacts in these debate settings is invaluable for voters to not just feel that it's money that's driving elections, who has the most money, and it begins to feel like a game that's almost fixed. And I think people are very cynical about that, and that I hope we get back to a more fundamental person-to-person seeing these people who are running. It's not that difficult because the district, they're going to appear hopefully in debates all over the district. So I would encourage voters to really put pressure on the candidates to show up so that we can see them in this context. And I think that's the way we'll elect the best person. And I heard that both candidates did extremely well yesterday from people I know who attended. And I just really would like to see more of these opportunities for all, and I think we might see more people vote. So I just encourage either of you, whatever you could do to get the candidates to show up and to let us have this opportunity as American citizens.
Betty, thank you so much for the call. It's an excellent point. And Dave, before you respond, I just want to say from what I've heard, these two campaigns, Perriello and Hurt, are having a very difficult time agreeing to and scheduling debates for various reasons. Perriello really wants Clark to be included, and Hurt obviously does not.
Really, it's a game of chicken here, and both campaigns want it their way. The news media would just like a debate, period, whether it includes Clark or not. Fundamentally, when you're talking about such a substantial lead in the polls for Robert Hurt, it's unlikely that Clark is going to make much of a dent if he starts taking away a little bit of conservative support from the purists out there who don't think Hurt is a pure conservative. But it probably won't be enough at this rate to swing the overall outcome of the election. But the caller's absolutely right. We have a much better informed electorate when citizens attend and get to listen to these candidates at the debates. Unfortunately, the size of congressional districts has grown to be so large because over the course of the last 80 years, the size of the House hasn't changed, but the population of the country has grown exponentially. That politics is really impersonal these days at the congressional level. That's the sad fact about it. Unless we expanded the size of the House, we have between 650,000 and 700,000 residents in the 5th Congressional District. Only a very tiny number will have the chance to come out to debate. A slightly larger number will have seen Perriello at a town hall meeting because he's made himself more accessible than almost any other freshman Democrat out there. But still, the overwhelming number of voters will be basing their decisions off the TV ads they see and the information they already have.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman, House Editor at the Cook Political Report. Just to put a bow on yesterday's forum, Dave, I was thinking last night as I'm driving over here from the forum to do the radio show yesterday, I started thinking, you know, if Hurt had been there and had shown up, then two-thirds of the response time during that forum would have been the conservative message, which would have benefited Hurt. As it was, he wasn't there, so it was half and half. So maybe I'm being a simpleton about it, but to me, it made absolute sense that he would have shown up.
it could be the case, Coy, but keep in mind that I think most voters by now understand what the conservative message really is, and that Hurt and Clark would not necessarily agree. They might be at loggerheads with each other over some issues, and it might force some attendees to think twice about voting for Hurt if they are conservative. So I think it's absolutely petty on the part of both candidates to set conditions for whether they'll participate in the debate based on whether Clark participates. But I don't think it makes much of a difference in the long run.
Let me take a little long-range perspective here, Dave. Betty mentioned when she called of the cynicism of the American voter. Isn't that as much a tradition in American politics as the elections themselves? I mean, you can look back at when Jefferson was running for president. I mean, we spoke of the cynicism of the American voter even in the late 1700s,
right?
That people just didn't trust their politicians and were tired of the system already.
Right. Well, you know, the politicians that get the most attention are the bad apples, and that tends to cast a pall over politics as a whole. But what we're seeing today, at least when I meet with candidates who are running, what I'm hearing from them is that Washington is broken, and I'm going to Washington to get Washington working again. Well, actually, you know, whether you like the legislation that Democrats have passed or not, they have passed more legislation than any Congress in recent memory. So. Is Washington working? I'd say it's working more than it has in the past several Congresses. It's just a question of whether you like it.
We're talking with Dave Wasserman, the House Editor at the Cook Political Report, online at cookpolitical.com. Dave, how is it shaping up around the country? I know that you're following all the races. What's it look like from where you sit?
Well, things are really getting ugly for Democrats here. And it's not so much that things are particularly terrible or that Republicans are on a high this year overall. It has more to do with the fact that 2006 and 2008 were such great years for Democrats, and this just simply isn't a great year for Democrats. And that means Democrats are poised to lose seats in the House and the Senate. The question is whether just one chamber is at risk or whether both chambers are at risk. And I think the odds are slightly greater at this point that Democrats will lose control of the House, but not the Senate. So that's where we are today. And talking with Democratic pollsters, things are very dire.
What are the issues, you think, on which Republicans are really getting this traction around the country? Is it strictly an anti-Pelosi, anti-Obama viewpoint, or is there something else?
No, it comes down to the economy. And look, Democrats took ownership of the economy when they passed the stimulus package by wide margin in Congress, at least in the House, a narrow margin in the Senate, back in January of 2009. And when they did, voters began to judge Democrats' performance based on whether there was a turnaround or not. And there simply has not been a turnaround on jobs. And voters' outlook towards the economy isn't simply based on the stock market. It's based on unemployment. And we haven't had a midterm election in the post-war era preceded by 12 straight months of unemployment above 9%. So this is really uncharted territory for Democrats. And these midterm elections tend to be a report card on the party in power.
My guest is Dave Wasserman. He is the House editor at the Cook Political Report. The website is cookpolitical.com. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Greg is with us in Albemarle County. Greg, you're on with Dave. You go right ahead.
Hey, Dave. Nice to meet you. Hey, Corey. Hey, I'm a conservative who supports the Tea Party and the Republican Party. And while I may agree with Mr. Clark on a lot of issues, Robert Hurd paid his dues, and there's a consensus amongst a lot of us that while he's got a right to run, he ought to step aside so that we can get unified behind Mr. Hurd and, you know, make this campaign a win. And one of the things, the reason that this conservative movement is so strong is we feel like the federal government has far overreached their power, and we'd like to get back to some of those original principles and have the government stay out of our health care, stay out of our businesses, and stay out of our life pretty much altogether, except for some minimal things in order to keep cohesion here and a strong military. And I'll just sign off and let you all comment.
Greg, thank you for the call. Dave, a well-articulated conservative position there.
Absolutely, and I think you heard what most conservative voters in the district are feeling right now, even if Mr. Hurd is not the perfect candidate. They see him as the viable alternative to Tom Perriello, and they'll vote for Mr. Hurd. So, in other words, I think Clark's appeal is limited because most voters are voting strategically, as the caller just articulated. I think it really is half the economy and half this perception that government is overreaching by extending its hand into a variety of issues. I think it really started with the bailout back in President Bush's term, and then continued with the stimulus package, and then extended to health care. And it sort of snowballed, and this sentiment is really harming Democrats right now.
Let's go to Bill. He's with us in Greene County. Bill, you're on with Dave Wasserman. Go right ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I just kind of tuned in and actually wanted to respond to the previous caller who mentioned that you know, he wanted to support Robert Hurd because he's paid his dues. And I've got to completely disagree with that, because that is a part of the problem, and why we are in this mess we're in is because we keep sending people to Washington, not because they're the right people, but because they've paid their dues. I mean, that's where I think the Republicans blew it back in 2008 when they got John McCain in there. He was a veteran. He served his country off, but he paid his dues. So we wanted to send him there and put him as president. And it just doesn't cut it for me. We need people who are going to go to Washington that are responsible and they're spending that actually have some business background and know what it's like to meet a payroll and meet a budget. And we're sending far too many politicians to Washington, and that's the problem we're in.
Bill, thank you for the call. Dave, your final thoughts?
Well, listen, there are plenty of first-time candidates running across the country this year. Robert Hurt certainly isn't one of them. But a majority of the Republicans who are aiming to unseat Democrats around the country have never been elected to public office before. The advantage that Republicans have in running these candidates is that they're free to craft their own message. They're not tethered to the national Republican Party. In fact, voters' opinions of the national Republican Party are still pretty low. But if they're voting for these individual candidates who can run against not only Democrats but Republicans in Washington because they're political outsiders, then they are better able to tie the Democratic incumbent to Nancy Pelosi and President Obama and the Democratic establishment in Washington. That's why Republican candidates are doing so well. But the downside is that a lot of times these candidates have not been vetted yet, and so we don't know what might be out there on them for Democrats to attack. So Robert Hurt does have the experience, and his service in government is a double-edged sword, but it also means that he's been vetted before.
Dave Wasserman is the House editor at the Cook Political Report. He will join us regularly in the lead-up to the November elections. Dave, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.